It is Racing HQ. Let's go and talk to Edward Cummings. It came out yesterday afternoon in a release from his father and himself that their partnership, their training partnership, would be ceasing mid-January. Let's find out the reasons. Morning to you, Edward.
G'day, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. There's been a lot of people guessing, I think, what in the hell's going on here. give us the outline of what's unfolding from mid-January.
Oh, look, I mean, the announcement yesterday basically outlined the fact that Dad and I came to an agreement to have the partnership dissolved in the middle of January for me to be free to pursue my own interest as a trainer.
And is that it's that simple that you just want to go out on your own?
Yeah, I think so. You know, look, I mean, I've been in the game a long time now, and I've been under Dad's tutelage for a long time. You know, I've been blessed with the ability to be tutored by my grandfather, and also I've you know, spent time overseas working for very good trainers too. So, you know, I've steadily built some confidence, I think, over the last you know, nearly a decade or more in certain respects from my involvement in the industry. And I feel like now's the time. You know, it's coming up to the new year. You know, it's a bit of a fresh start, a young stable, and an opportunity to test myself against some of the very best stables in the world.
Understand. I remember my wife and I were holidaying and we were being shown around I knew you'd laugh when I said this. My wife and I were being shown around Ballydoyle. Tom Magnier was showing us around, and it was unbelievable. And here's this bloke sweeping hay up along the ground. And I basically walked past you, and until I think you said something, I turned around and it's Edward Cummings. So you've been to a few international trainers, as you've said.
Yeah, I probably said g'day, Hoss, and you hadn't heard that in the whole time that you'd been away.
Not from Ireland, no. Not in Ireland, I hadn't.
Yeah, look, I mean, that was a really magical experience, you know, one that I'll never forget. And in fact, you know, one that that I often sort of remember when watching the horses go round of a morning, you know, some of the lessons that I learned at Ballydoyle there. So, you know, that's just another sort of aspect of the CV, I guess, that has given me the confidence to make the call that I have.
Understand. So what happens then? It comes to an end around January 16. Have you spoken with the Australian Turf Club about stabling?
Yeah, a few times to different members of the executive there. And, you know, essentially, you know, I think as many people understand, it's quite hard to get boxes at the moment. What was conveyed to me was that things might start to look a bit better in the new year, and that's why we made an announcement yesterday to give our owners and other supporters, you know, as much time as possible to digest the news. You know, I felt like it was more than likely going to have a bit of a sweeping effect in terms of people hearing the news and having time to digest it. So we sort of we get everyone on board, you know, everyone on the same page heading towards Christmas and New Year's, and then, you know, this. Doing it this way, we allow people time to make plans if they wish.
Yeah, understand. And have you, obviously, you know, you need clients to get horses. Are you looking at the sales, like the Magic Million sales that
yeah,
you
absolutely.
Could?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Look, I mean, and I've already sort of made some steps with the help of, you know, other people in the industry, bloodstock agents and such. I already have a few owners that have come into horses and expressed an interest in getting into horses too. So, you know, at the moment for me, it's about focusing on what's at hand with Leilani Lodge and working with Dad.
Yeah.
Getting as many winners up as possible. You know, obviously Sky Boy's going great, and we hope to be winning a Villiers in the middle of December. And not to mention, you know, some nice 2 and 3 year olds that we bought out of Magic Millions a couple of years ago. That'll be heading towards that carnival. So, you know, there's a lot of, you know, a few achievements, a few short-term goals that we'd like to achieve before we say our goodbyes and go a separate way.
Yep.
And that's certainly part of it. But, you know, using that as a springboard into the Magic Million sales and then helping to bolster the stable as I start out on my own is absolutely part of the plan.
Understand. And just I know I'm going backwards here slightly, but just with the stabling, you've got to obviously work within the ATC to try and get somewhere.
Yeah, that's right. And look, I mean, if it's one box or two boxes, you know, whatever it might be, I'm just I'm really looking forward to trying my hand at the training caper. I've sort of done it in a co-trainer capacity and a partnership capacity with Dad for the last nearly 2 years, and we've had certainly had success along the way. You know, and as I say, you know, we're expecting more success to come. So, you know, that I think is a great springboard for me to go out on my own. You know, I must admit, it's probably always been a goal of mine, and you know, there's nothing nothing quite like a Melbourne Spring Carnival to really get the juices flowing, the imagination flowing, and you know, wondering what it would be like to be there under my own name, sort of having created my own business and hopefully proving myself to the world.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you spoke well about the future. We'll wait and see what happens with stabling, but I think you've spelled it out that you're in the marketplace and you'll be out at the sales come the new year, and you'll be inspecting yearlings and doing all the norm to try and get a few horses into your team.
Absolutely, yeah. Looking forward to it.
Good on you, Edward. I know you're at the trials this morning at Warwick Farm, so thanks for your time. And who's going to train Sky Boy in 2019?
Oh, look, I don't think that anyone's even thought that far ahead.
Oh, come on, you have. Come on. You've said to your old man, hey, give me a good horse. I need a good horse.
Well, look, I mean, I think the Cummings family is probably very well known for having kept the horses as close to their chest as possible. So, you know, if that were the case, you know, it'd be certainly an arm wrestle that would be interesting to watch. Look, I don't think it's going to come to that. And honestly... Yeah. You know, it comes down to whatever our owners desire. So, you know, Dad and I have a much better relationship in that sense, and you know, we're very keen for each other to do well, regardless of what happens.
No, I'm only stirring the pot there on that one. We'll wait and see what happens. But, mate, it's an exciting future for you and also for your dad to be a trainer under his own ranks as well in 2019 from January 16. We thank you for your time this morning, mate.
Thanks, Austin.